That was The Matriarch, Drunk and Lonely, off of Welcome to the Matriarch, a 2022 release. It's a great little segue to say hello to my in-studio guest, Kirsten Peckham.
Hello.
Hello. You are playing tonight at the Orbit Room, and so is The Matriarch.
Yes.
So exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. So I also want to say that you are a singer-songwriter. Very good one, I might add.
Thank you.
Multi-instrumentalist. Too many instruments to name, but maybe you can name a few of them. And I love and I agree with the fact that your voice is described as velvet.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
That's really nice, yeah.
In case you hadn't heard.
Voice.
Yes, you do. And your sound, which if folks don't know, they're going to find out here in a few minutes. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks off of The End Is Nigh, which is your latest album. But you're also going to do a couple of live songs. So we're going to get real familiar here with your sound. But it is, I want to say, you know, like eclectic, of course, comes to mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's just there's such a blend of so many things, and I'm sure playing all the different instruments that you play has something to do with that. You don't just, you know, go to one sound and lock into it and that kind of thing, which just makes for such a great listening experience, I would say.
Yeah.
You solidified yourself as a musician. It, correct me if I'm wrong. While here in Bloomington attending IU.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't until I was, I started here in college and started playing in bands. So that's like where I got my start.
You played in a band called Lawnmower?
Yeah.
Should I scream that?
I think you're supposed to, yeah, because it had an exclamation at the end, so it's supposed to be Lawnmower.
I love that. And also, KP and Me, is that for Kirsten Peckham, or
yes.
Is it like Kiddie Pool?
No, definitely not Kiddie Pool. It's for Kirsten Peckham, but people started calling me KP because people seem to have some trouble with my name. I get Kristen and Kirsten.
Oh, yes.
And stuff a lot. So.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And then never mind like getting into the spelling of is it an E? Is it an I? Is there a Y in there? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have various folks in my life with some version of those names.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it does get complicated, but everyone likes to hear their name pronounced correctly.
Sure. Yeah.
Boy, I hope I've done that since
I've... You have! You pronounce it correctly every single time.
Yes! Woo! I am winning over here, folks. I am winning on the Friday Afternoon Mix with Kirsten Peckham. Woo! Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you now call Louisville, Kentucky home.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes us a little sad.
Well,
but it's not too far away.
No.
And it also probably has really... allowed you to just get into even, you know, more creative situations and collaborations with other musicians and just create an even bigger, richer sound.
Yeah, absolutely. The open mic scene in Louisville is amazing.
Yeah?
That community is so, so supportive.
Oh, that's cool.
And unfortunately, I don't have time to go out and do open mics as much as I used to.
Sure.
But like when I first moved to Louisville and got really into music and stuff, that community was just like loving and open and always has been. And
that's so awesome.
Yeah, it's one of the great things about the Louisville music scene.
Yeah, so you pretty easily got tapped in with the music and
yeah, for sure.
That's very, very cool. Well, and what I've sort of learned in talking with musicians, having folks on my show and different things being involved with WFHB is, darn it, musicians are just cool, nice people.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think they're too cool. You know, and then you're like, no, wait, hang on. Like, you know, I end up having people on my show and I'm like, yeah, that person is really cool, but they're also just a person.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't think that I've met anybody that I would say is like rude or
ostentatious.
You know, thinks that they're like too good for other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really cool. Well, I'm glad you have found a good home in Louisville and I'm glad that you're back. So welcome back to Bloomington.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's really cool to have you here. Well, we're going to play a track off of the album here. And this came out in June of 2024, so just this summer. So the track we're going to play here is In All Your Dreams. This is Kirsten Peckham on the Friday Afternoon Music Mix. you just heard. Sorry. In all your dreams. But the name of the album is The End Is Nigh. That's Kirsten Peckham. And she is sitting right here next to me.
I'm right here.
Yeah, you are. And you are preparing yourself to play a live song for us. You have, This is your tenor guitar.
Uh-huh.
And it's beautiful. It's, I don't know. It's like green Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Color.
Uh-huh.
That's really cool.
Some gold accents.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Her name is Mommy's Little Monster.
Oh, I love that.
I have a guitar strap that has all these classic horror movie monsters on it. So
that's cool. Oh, I love it. I love that. Well, what are you and Mommy's Little Monster going to play for us?
We are going to play a funny little song called Cartoon Wolf. This is about when you see somebody very attractive and your eyes pop out of your head. I guess I was kind of channeling when I was a kid, I really liked the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey.
Oh, sure.
And there's that part, you know,
yes,
where he turns into the cartoon wolf or whatever. So that's kind of where it comes from.
I love that. This song, I love this because I get this song, but I also think this song gets me because I think in cartoons.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I don't know. I find myself a lot of times like I'm thinking in a cartoon and it's kind of, you know, it's an entertaining place to be. So anyway, I think this song is just fabulous. And you clearly have a good sense of humor.
Yes.
And this is one way that it gets to come out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. This is Kirsten Peckham with Cartoon Wolf live on WFHB.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, baby, when you walk, it sets my pants on fire. A wiggle in your hips, accentuated by skin tight attire. I'm a wolf in a suit, and my eyes pop out my head when I see you walk away. Hey, walk my way instead. You've got no right looking so fine. And if you only knew the loving I provide. Honey, I'm well aware that everyone in the room would gladly turn to dust if they knew that you would be the broom. But I'm sweeping up the competition. I put them on a shelf. I got no other choice, 'cause I'm under your spell. The way you move, just let me prove that if you only knew the loving I'd provide, you'd stroll on up to me and stand right by my side. We'd move along together in this thing called life. I spot you on the dance floor. Please give my heart a rest. If I was old and gray, you'd surely give my pacemaker a test. But I'm young and able, and I'm stronger than a tree. And I get mighty excited when I think about you climbing me. Oh gosh, oh gee. And if you only knew the loving I'd provide, you'd stroll on up to me and stand right by my side. We'd move along together in this thing called life. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Cartoon Wolf by Kirsten Peckham. If you like that song, if you like the song that you heard before in All Your Dreams, or the songs, the couple songs that'll be coming here in the next couple of minutes, you can catch Kirsten Peckham tonight at the Orbit Room. That show starts at 8 o'clock. It is with The Matriarch, and Orbit Room is 107 North College Avenue, Suite 001, underground.
In the dungeon.
It's so enticing underground.
Yes. It's where I prefer to play.
Yeah. I mean, we could say downstairs, but underground really romanticizes it, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's spooky month, so.
Yeah, totally.
I will take totally. Any spooky references.
Yeah. Yes. So let's talk about the show tonight.
Okay.
What can folks expect? Probably what they're hearing right now, which is just solid vocals.
Thank you.
Excellent guitar playing. But there'll be more because you're going to have a whole band.
Yes, I've got my full band tonight. All my little buddies. I call them my weird little guys. They're going to be playing the show with me. We are kind of doing a few spooky songs.
Oh, nice.
In honor of Halloween season, because it is my favorite.
I love that.
So, yeah, you can expect to hear some songs off of the album that we released in June, and then also some other Halloween tilted songs that I've written. So, yeah.
I absolutely love that, because this is kind of my favorite time of the year too, and the holiday is just so fun. And we were talking on the front of your album, the photo. Mm-hmm. I was saying when I was looking at it, you're wearing this really, really ornate, gorgeous dress, but you also kind of have a headpiece on and a little bit of a cape, and it's dark, and you've got Mama's Little Monster.
Yeah,
right?
Fancy green guitar.
Yep. And I said, oh, you know, it kind of has this costumey vibe. And so it's like, okay, yeah, you do like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I absolutely do. Bring the drama.
Bring the drama. That is so awesome. I love that so much. Well, we are going to hear another song off of the album. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do another song for us before you have to head out of here. It is so great having you here. So much appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having
me.
This is so much fun.
Have you been in the station before?
I have. We did a show in that room over there.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Years ago.
Oh, and
it was with
cool.
KP and me. So
when you were just a little university kid.
That's right. I was in my 20s. Oh my gosh.
That's fabulous. I'm so glad I asked. This is not your first time in the studio. That does not surprise me. All right. Well, we are going to hear from Kirsten Peckham. This is off of the album, The End Is Nigh. This song is Come Home.
Thank you.
you know how to rock, lady.
Thanks.
That's really good. That was Come Home from Kirsten Peckham off of the album The End Is Nigh. Kirsten is going to play a track here, a live song for us before she has to head out. But you can catch her tonight at the Orbit Room.
That's
that
right.
Show is starting at 8 o'clock. You are also going to be sharing the space with Matriarch.
Yes.
And
wonderful, wonderful people. Wonderful band.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet they say the same thing about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Little cuties.
So, very exciting show happening tonight. And you said you're going to sprinkle it up with a few little sounds of the season because
yes.
you love this time of year. So, yeah. I think that sounds really, really fun. And, oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. So when I see your album and I see Crush Grove, I wanted to talk to you about that because that is a Bloomington situation.
That's right.
And I'd love to hear a little bit more about it.
Well, my buddies Jared and Alex started Crush Grove years ago as a record label here in Bloomington.
Jared, that guy you brought with you?
Yeah, that guy. That guy out there.
that record producer guy?
Yeah, like
cool.
my manager or something.
I wondered who that guy was.
Yeah. He's waving. He's waving in the window right
there
now.
There he is.
Hi, Jerry.
He's just like, yay, they saw
like,
me.
It's me.
They saw me.
But yeah, Crush Grove is a record label here in Bloomington, and I have been affiliated with them ever since I played in KP and Me with them.
That's awesome.
So that's how that all got started.
That is really, really cool.
Yeah.
I love it. You have some strong roots here in Bloomington.
That's
and
right.
I love that.
That's right.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to play another song for us.
Yeah.
What you going to do?
This song is called Baked Bones. And yes, I meant it to sound like baked beans. Okay, I did. But
baked
it is...
bones, delicious.
Yummy.
A little sauce. It's the sauce that really makes them.
That's right. You gotta have good sauce on your beans.
No, you said bones.
Oh. You gotta have good sauce on your bones too.
Thanks for playing.
This doesn't have anything to do with baked beans, but. It's a song that I wrote when I was very depressed and also very busy and overwhelmed at the same time. Mm. And the combination of the two things was just horrible.
Aww.
I was really going through a hard time.
Yeah.
And I wrote this song. So, you know what? Went through some tough spots, but got a song out of it. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a good way to look at things. You go through the bad, but
right.
sometimes if you're lucky, you get something good
That's
out
right.
of it, and
what
you
is
did.
What is our art if we're not suffering?
Yes.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, okay, here's Baked Bones.
The whippoorwill sings just for me up in the tree where I lay my head, and when I'm dead, he'll sing there still with grace and skill for no one at all. Trying when it feels so hard. Trying when it feels so hard. I stare at lights all afternoon. I'll be blind soon if I don't shut my eyes. And I would be keep them closed past tomorrow when the sun goes dark. Trying when it feels so hard, trying when it feels so hard to try. The world spinning head filled with thoughts so loud, I'll just lie still. World keeps on spinning round and I lie still, so still. Sun baking up my bones and I feel fine. Eyes sinking fast like stones and I feel fine. Sun baking up my bones and I feel fine.
Wow, that is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really, really nice. And of course, hearing what you said before, it's very, very deep and meaningful and profound.
Yeah, I guess so.
And here I was making jokes.
No, please make jokes. Please make jokes.
Darn it.
Everybody goes through hard times, but I think if you just, you know, try to keep it light and try to enjoy things and continue to make jokes, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's times when you can't and, you know, and you're just in it deep. But yeah, for me, whenever I can make a joke or laugh at a joke, that's a definitive go-to strategy for me.
Same thing.
Laughing just feels good.
Just laugh away your trauma.
Therapy. Yeah, just laugh it right away. Well, let me just remind folks that they've been listening to Kirsten Peckham here on WFHB, and that it is WFHB Bloomington, 91.3 FM, W251AG Bloomington at 98.1 FM, W264BP Nashville at 100.7 FM, and W292DD Ellettsville at 106.3 FM, community radio for South Central Indiana. All right. Well, it has been so awesome having you here. Your album is The End Is Nigh. Folks can stay in touch with you and find out where you're playing and how to get your music. How?
On Facebook, I have my personal page, Kirsten Peckham, and then I've also got Kirsten Peckham Music. And then on Instagram, I'm under Kirsten Peckham Music on Instagram as well.
Perfect.
Yeah, and you can stream my music anywhere, literally anywhere you can stream music. It's probably going to be there. So.
User's preference.
Yeah. Whatever you want to listen to, but just make sure that you don't type in Kirsten, because then you won't find it.
Yeah, it's Kirsten, K-I-R-S-T-E-N.
You got it.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and yeah, I hope
you'll
stop by again.
Thank you so much. You're not
too far from your Bloomington, your Bloomington home. You
Absolutely.
Can stop by again.
What's an hour and a half drive?
Yeah, no big deal. Nothing. All right, well, cool. I'm gonna. I've got another local situation here. We have Monica Herzig Shiro's. Play a little bit of that for you. Well, I see my most fabulous guest off. I will make sure she knows exactly where the Orbit Room is. Thanks for listening. It's the Friday Afternoon Music Mix.